Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we continue our 2020 New Year's podcast series. We take a look back at 2019 and a look ahead at the year to come with D&H Canada Vice President of Field Sales Roy Rivers and Director of Business Development Randy Churchill. We'll discuss not only the type of growth D&H saw in Canada in 2019, but where they saw it, a new focus on security, helping partners build new practice areas through services and a greater solutions focus. We'll discuss some of the businesses that moved the needle for the distributor, ProAV, Unified Communications and Collaborations, and even PC Gaming's and Esport. We'll talk about the company's continuing investments in things like the Quebec market and building solutions, as well as its new leadership with Tom Gualiardi coming on board. We'll also discuss potential breakout opportunities for 2020, where D&H thinks partners can focus for success this year, and we'll take a measure of the mood in the channel as 2020 begins. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Roy Rivers and Randy Churchill. Gentlemen, Happy New Year's, and thanks for joining us again for the podcast this year.
Hey, Rob, Happy New Year to you, and by the way, thanks off the top again for the opportunity to speak with you.
Rob, thank you. Happy New Year's to you.
And thank you guys for D&H's support of the site over the last year. It's much appreciated. To throw it open, I know growth is obviously always a big topic at D&H in Canada, but other thoughts on the year that was 2019 for D&H in Canada and any sort of highlights that you wanted to share of the year of business?
Yeah, I think let me lead here and we'll do a little bit of a look back and then maybe we could talk a little bit about where we're going. Just as a reminder, our fiscal year ends end of April. Having said that, the calendar year kind of mirroring the fiscal, we're headed again for kind of a repeat of our past fiscal year where we grew close to 15% year over year. So we're expecting to be there come May 1st. So double-digit growth, which is what we shoot for. And most importantly, and Rob, you and I have spoken about this lots, which is our VAR focus. We will see over 20% VAR growth in the year. So that continues to grow as a proportion of our business. And in fact, our VAR growth was in our strongest month in terms of growth year over year was December. So we're on a strong trajectory. And the other thing we've looked at too is market data on the small VAR growth, and that is also over 20%. So that's our bread and butter. It's where we grew up. We are expanding up a little bit into the medium VAR side, but where we've been strong, we continued to see that. And I guess a couple of other highlights, Rob, is one, we've continued to outgrow the rest of the channel in our core business, which is PCs and accessories. Our e-commerce business grew at 10% more than the rest of the channel, so pretty happy about that. And then an area of focus where we really doubled down and saw great growth was security. So we doubled our business, and look, candidly, we're smaller than the other guys out there, but it was a big bet for us. So we did double the security business, and as we've talked about in our time together, SMB customers need security more than ever due to the threats around ransomware and that sort of thing. So between the offerings we have from Cisco and Aruba, where there is a full security solution offered, through to Sophos and SonicWall. I mean, we've continued to look at building out our security offerings and positioning it that way as we go to market and talk to the smaller medium VARs. And it, what I've noticed in the past year is certainly much more of a focus from every level of VAR on security because their customers are asking about it. There's been a lot more. There's been a lot more ransomware affecting everyone, and so it has definitely got everyone's attention. So it's a bet we placed, and it's one that's paying off.
I think, and Rob, Randy here, I think to add with, on what Roy's saying in the security field, we've also, you know, we have solution architects and we have specialists with the vendors represented in that security focus, which are available to our partners all the time. I mean, they don't have to have a certain revenue clip level to get access to that knowledge base. And I think that's what's driving a lot of that. I mean, we are seeing, to Roy's point, in that VAR community, they really need the help. They don't have that subject matter experts on site. And our team is there all the time to help bring them up. So I think we've seen a lot by making those resources available to our customer segment when sometimes they may not be available elsewhere.
And I'll say one more thing, a shift. We've seen a shift over the past year or two from reaction to prevention, right? Mm. And there's a lot more products and offerings in the marketplace around prevention, and a lot of the vendors that we work with have shifted to that, and we've seen that much more of a proactive focus. So it's it provides a lot of opportunity for us, but most importantly, an opportunity for our VAR community to offer value out to their customers.
All right. So along with the growth of security is obviously one of the big billboard items, but what else have you seen as sort of the major trends and events that shaped the channel in 2019?
I'll kind of field that for a minute, Roy. I would say that from what we've seen at a lot of our flagship technology conferences, you saw us pivot even stronger in the Pro AV, the UC and collaboration space, really designing a pathway for our customers to speak to vendors at those events, and taking that in market, probably outside the major metro area, which is very easy to go into, Calgary, London, Markham, going out to outside of Vancouver area, and having amazing turnouts just because our partners are really hungry for that to learn a little bit more. Also along that lines, we also went into the PC gaming and components. We know that the VAR community is really eager to understand that. How does that play into K-12? But also we were finding that there's a lot of that technology and what I call the horsepower under the hood of those components that are directly applicable into the small business space, right? Because it's people want higher graphics power, just even in the traditional office environment. So I think we found the VARs are very eager to adapt the technologies in unique ways, maybe more so than we're aware of ourselves, because they're trying to compete in that local market, and I think they're doing great. So those are a couple of the areas we saw significant increase in trends in business and just increase from our customers as well.
Yeah. I'll add also a focus from a regional perspective as well. As you know, we invested in Quebec last year, and we'll be doing more investment in Quebec. In fact, we're interviewing right now, and we're looking to, picking up on what Randy said, do a lot more local engagement, enablement, and bringing more value locally to the, you know, not small cities, but the next smaller level of cities, and, you know, Quebec City and Calgary, as Randy referenced. And I would say the other thing we're looking to do is bring more, kind of picking up on some of the Randy's points there, is building some solutions and taking them out to market from a solution perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think with the addition of Tom Gallardi, who is our new Vice President of Sales and Vendor Management, he'll really be a growth champion in leveraging what's been working in the U.S. that is now ready for prime time in Canada from a solutions perspective. So we're really excited about that. And then that, of course, brings potentially more products and offerings to market. And that's where we'll be really primarily focused in the coming year.
That also plays nicely into where I wanted to go next, which is sort of the role of distribution. Obviously, it's the role of distribution is constantly evolving, and you touch on some of the forces that have made it so, including the drive towards solutions above and beyond sort of simple product shipment. What's your feel on the role of distribution now and sort of where it's going into 2020?
Well, let me start on that. So the first thing I would say, which has been a bit of a banner for us, which is being proactive in terms of enablement and calling out and calling on our VAR community with offerings and listening to them and then taking it back to the ranch and building it out. So yeah. I pride ourselves in being very proactive in the marketplace. We are growing, adding many of our competitors who are respected, by the way, you know, are looking at cost cutting. We're looking at growing and staying responsive, but also staying proactive in the promotion of what we're doing and the solutions that we're taking out to market. So that continues to be a differentiator for us. It's something that we're going to bank on and continue to invest on going forward. From a focus area point of view, maybe I'll pass it over to Randy to talk about some of the differences from a distribution perspective.
I think another banner to Roy's point that we've always held dear our heart is, you know, pricing and products, and you know, that can all be kind of replicated and battled amongst ourselves in distribution. But I think it really comes down to the people, which are not, you cannot replicate the people that we have. I think they come in here, you know, first and foremost, we're looking for the right people for the right province, for the right customer segment. And we've been very fortunate, I even say blessed, in the fact that our team is really built around that promise. It's not, you know, our model is not one where, you know, I need quantity X of this SKU, what's your price? It's more consultative. And I think that there's a lot of, I think we've moved away from that in the channel over my decades of seeing distribution, simply because there isn't the bandwidth in a lot of traditional distribution to be consultants anymore. But we really pride ourselves in the fact, Roy just said, we're hiring, we're adding, because our base is growing and they are asking us, I have a budget, I need to work, here's my outcome that I'd want, how can we go about solving this for my customer? And we're really all on board. I mean, that's kind of how we approach every day. How can I solve my customer's need when they don't, in fact, know what they need and they're coming to us for help? So I think that's, we come in driving that every day.
And I'll pile on that point, Rob, which is, you know, a lot of the smaller and medium bars in the Canadian market can't afford to go invest in practices, right? Sure. So if we can go out, listen to them, understand what their needs are, we can bring to them some offerings that will save them the investment. They can lean on us. So professional services is something we took out to market in 2019. We've been doing a number of wireless networking assessments on behalf of our VARs, who, by the way, it's their face in front of their customers. We've been doing different projects. We've been doing install and configure. Managed services is something we're quoting and building out. But by the way, it's augmenting what they have and adding more to their lineup that they can take to customers under their banner, right? So it's their offerings, but we can be the backstop and the support for them. So I think that's a big difference as we've evolved over the number of years, right?
All right. Moving towards sort of looking towards 2020, what are some of, you touched on some of the things that you've been looking on over the course of 2019, and I assume a lot of that will continue into 2020, but what are some of the areas that you have your eyes on in terms of markets or technologies for 2020? And perhaps to the listenership, more importantly than that, where do you think solution providers should be looking for new or exciting opportunities over the course of 2020?
Well, I think we touched on some of them. So managed services, and there'll be things like as a service bundled solutions, I think, and I think they should be looking to us to help them with that. And so we're working on different offerings in that space. The Pro AV space Randy touched on, in digital signage, we've in fact been working with a couple of our VARs on some projects placing digital signage solutions in their customers. So you're going to see more of that, and I think we'll double down on that. We've had decent growth there. Collaboration we've talked about, and we're going to continue to invest in ourselves as well. So one thing we're really proud of that, you know, we maybe gloss over here in Canada is we just moved into a brand new headquarters in head office in Harrisburg, and it is state of the art. So we expect we're going to be bringing vendors in there and customers too. And while it's in the U.S., we're in Canada, we will be leveraging some of the technologies there to bring our people into our VARs offices. So we talked about this partner presence program, video conferencing program, where we're looking to looking to grow that out. We've actually refined some of that, made it easier to lug stuff around. Now we've got smaller units, and we want to bring our sales specialist and our inside team into our partners' boardrooms so they can see who they're dealing with. And I think we can whiteboard education and have it effective for them to grow their skills.
And I think adding on, I think you'll see a little early yet, Robert, but I think in the very near future, you'll see a lot more around our desire to help customers understand, do they want an MSP journey, a CFP journey? I think we've got a lot of strength right from a North American perspective to go into that. So I think in the very near future, we'll start discussing. We've got a lot of content right now to help the customers, you know, the 8 steps to, you know, an MSP path. What does this look like? Can you define what you'd like to do in market? You know, really, I mean, we think so much of the cloud and all these acronyms down the road that people understand that, but really a lot of the VAR community is now just looking into, is this where my business is going to migrate? What's it going to migrate to? I mean, so I think we're kind of, the exciting thing to me is we're on the front end of that conversation with the VARs who are now contemplating, how do I take my business to the next level? And that's an exciting place, because a lot of times I think distribution sometimes assumes all customers are much farther down a path than they may be. I think to Roy's point earlier, I think we say, wait a minute, you know, the majority of the market in Canada is small business, 20 seats and less, so that's over 80%, which are just now identifying what is their business going to look like in the future. So I think it's an exciting time for D&H, for our vendors who are looking at the opportunity, and more importantly, the customers are putting their trust in us to help them on this journey. So really exciting year in 2020 ahead for us from that perspective.
Along that same line, you know, you mentioned that a lot of folks are looking at 2020 as the year sort of starting or continuing to define that journey, whatever it might be for a given VAR org. Mm-hmm. When you're out there talking to solution providers, curious, what are you hearing from them in terms of how they're feeling about their business and their prospects for 2020? Basically, what's the mood of the channel as we start the new year?
Yeah. You know, It continues to be very positive, right? Mm-hmm. And I think they have pivoted. I would say most of the VAR community has pivoted towards services. Some to a great extent, some to a smaller extent. But the point is, it's creating much more true collaboration and partnerships in the Canadian market space, which is healthy for everybody, right? So we've talked about this too in the past. There's a lot more trust that exists now in terms of partnering. Back in the day, you know, even 5 years ago, there was a reluctance to partner. They were worried about their customers and everything else. Now there's an openness, and which has really set the table for us to provide different services out to be white labeled, and we can then work with companies on behalf of our partners and the VARs to go to the market. So there's much more of an openness to that to, I'll say, speed the progression towards services and true solutions to the customers. It doesn't mean that there's still not a lot of products sold out there with that, but it is evolving, and our I would say the community in Canada continues to be very positive, and I think all you need to do is look at, you know, 20% plus growth in the VAR community from a D&H perspective to feel pretty good about the progression, because if they're not making that progression, they're not going to grow, right? And therefore, we're not going to grow. So we need to help them with that, and there's been an openness and a willingness to partner with us to do that.
And we don't take for granted that we need to earn and win our customers' business every day. So I think, you know, I think you'll hear loud and clear from D&H. We do not take that for granted. And I think our customers are rewarding us with that loyalty. And I think that's exciting from our perspective as well.
All right. Gentlemen, that about covers where I wanted to go with the conversation. Once again, thank you very much for your support of the site as a sponsor over the last year, and also as frequent guests of the podcast.
Thank you. We look forward to continuing the dialogue in 2020.
Thank you, Robert. Wishing you a very prosperous new year.
There you have it. The year that was 2019 and the year that will be 2020 through the eyes of D&H Canada's Roy Rivers and Randy Churchill. I'd like to thank Roy and Randy for joining us for the show, thank D&H Canada for the sponsorship of the site in 2019, and thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back next week as we sit down with Rob Rashad, Vice President of Global Training at Fortinet, to discuss the FortiVets program, its effort to get military veterans into IT jobs. Originally, it was a U.S.-only program, but we'll talk about the growth of FortiVets in Canada and where the company sees FortiVets and other training programs going as companies worldwide struggle to meet demand for cybersecurity skills. In the meantime, we'd appreciate it if you take a moment to leave us a rating in your podcast app of choice. And, of course, you can subscribe to the podcast in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.